joining us right now is former NFL great running back from ESPN. He's the Bus Jerome Bettis, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Jerome, good morning. Welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
No problem at all, man. Before we start getting on the field, you know, you don't have to worry about staying in game shape no more. So why don't you give us some of your tips on hosting a great game day party in conjunction with Coca-Cola and Nabisco?
Well, you know, game day parties aren't just about, you know, wins and losses. They're about creating those magical moments of togetherness with your family and friends. And so as you're planning your big, you know, big, huge parties and those big get-togethers, you can find Coca-Cola Nabisco snacks and other must-have game day essentials all in one spot wherever you shop at retailers nationwide. And they're calling it the Home Bowl. And it's the perfect lineup to make sure you've got the best game day party snacks with Ritz crackers and ice-cold Coca-Cola on hand for everyone at the party. So that way, no matter who wins the game, you know you'll win at home. And you can visit thehomebowl.com to explore great game day tips and inspirations for your party from Coca-Cola and Nabisco. And just, you know, have a great time.
Well said. And we don't have you for that long. We're trying to keep you as close to on schedule as I can. Before we get to the wild card games, if we can even get there, I want to go a couple of places where I think your expertise is more valuable. Calvin Johnson. He's thinking about retiring. I've always been of the mindset that with players, you know, NFL players, you don't really believe anything they say until they're about 8-10 weeks out of the season and recovered from the frustration of losing and the bumps and bruises. Would that be a fair statement, or do you have some real belief that Calvin may go out on top?
No, that's pretty much a fair statement. These statements are always, you know, in the heat of battle. You just finished a tough season, and you know your body is failing you, and you're beat up, and so you know you act irrationally in terms of the rest of your career because of how you feel right now at this moment. But also, Calvin has some other things that he's factoring in, and that's his contract situation. So believe you me that this statement has more to do about his contract and less to do about his physical situation right now as it stands. He's got $24 million salary cap number this year, next year $17 million, I think $15 million, and on. And so he's got 4 years of big numbers, and so he wants to restructure that contract, believe me, so that he doesn't have to go through this every year, and the threat of, you know, him being cut is not there. So he wants to restructure that so that he's saying to them, hey, I was loyal to you then. You need to be loyal to me now. So we'll see how that plays out.
Interesting. So you think it's one part frustration and being beat up, but also one part contract negotiating ploy.
Yeah, I think one and a half part contract negotiations, one a half part physically being beat up. I don't think that's that big of a factor. He's 30 years old, or will be 30 at the beginning of next year. So he's got a lot of football left in him. So believe me, you don't want to leave that kind of money on the table. You know, you're talking about $20-30 million that potentially he can leave on the table if he retired. Yeah, I don't think he would do anything like that.
That's the voice of Jerome the Bus Bettis joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. The dismissal of Lovie Smith, to me, came completely out of left field. And an example of another organization that just won't give a coach a chance to build upon something. They had an awful year his first year as the head coach. 2-win season, but it put him in a position to have the number one overall pick in Jameis Winston. And he's done a terrific job in his rookie year as a young quarterback, and it looks like they had something to build upon. Why short-circuit it this way?
Well, you know, it's possibly one of two things, the way I look at it. One is they probably asked him to fire someone on the staff, maybe the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. He was unwilling to do that, so they said, okay, we're going to get rid of the whole bunch of you guys. That's one scenario. The second scenario is there became an opportunity that they couldn't pass up on a coach that became available and that someone that they really, really wanted and have wanted. So that's a definite possibility, and I think we would know more about that in the oncoming days in terms of who they interview. If they interview people that you don't really realistically think can become the head coach, then you know that they're doing that because they just want to go through the motions so that they can get to the coach that they really want to hire. So I think it's one of those two things, and we'll see what happens really shortly because left you scratching your head, it just really didn't make much sense.
Well, let me ask you this. We, on the outside looking in, somebody like me, speculate on this organizational continuity, changing from coach to coach, changing offensive game plans and how it affects the quarterback and everything else. How real is that, or is that something that people like me in the media invented to give us something to talk about?
No, there's something to it. When a quarterback has to learn a different offense every year, different terminology every year, there's no way that he can become really confident in that system. You look at a guy like Sam Bradford, you give him a second year in a Chip Kelly offense, I'm telling you, he will be so much better. But when you're learning it in training camp and you're expected in 5-6 weeks to have it mastered to the point where you got to play against these really good defenses that have been together for years and understand their defenses, I mean, it's asking a lot for that quarterback. So, when you change over these systems like teams are doing, it takes a toll on the players, especially that quarterback position.
Well, in an effort to try and keep you on time, Jerome, we're not going to get too deep into the wild card preview. Let's keep you on schedule. Let's try and help everybody along the tour out. Real quick, 60 seconds, who do you figure wins the 4 wild card games this weekend? And as quickly as you can, why? And real quick, out the door, the party planning tips from Coca-Cola and Nabisco.
I think when you look at these games, I think it's a road game weekend. The road team, I think, will have the advantage in just about all the games. When you look at the one that will probably be the most competitive, I think the Kansas City-Houston game, and you've got two really good defenses, and you've got two pretty average offenses for the most part. So these defenses are going to dictate who wins this football game. So the quarterback that turns it over is going to win. The quarterback that doesn't turn it over is going to win that game. I think Kansas City goes into Houston and wins that game. The other game, I think that's going to be really good to watch is going to be Washington-Green Bay. I think Green Bay has the advantage with the quarterback, but I think Washington is just playing a little bit better. So all the road teams win, I think, except Green Bay. Green Bay is probably one team that goes in there. They're not playing well, and I don't think they pull it off. I think they lose to the Redskins.
Well, Jerome, always fun to talk to you. Anytime you get a chance to visit with a Pro Football Hall of Famer, it's always an honor. Thanks so much for a few minutes, and we'll make sure to spread some more of your party tips with Coca-Cola and Nabisco. Thanks for a couple of minutes. We'll talk to you again down the line. You have yourself a great day and a great weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot. I just let everybody know to go to homebowl.com. Thanks a lot.